What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Downright Upright Show, the place to go to hear out loud and proud what Minnesotans are thinking. I'm your host, Philip Anthony. Thank you all for joining us today. I hope you're all doing fantabulous. Fantabulous is fantastic and fabulous. Put together twice as nice, saves a lot of time. Oh my God, today is going to be an amazing show. You guys are in for a treat.
Let's go.
So my special guest today is singer, songwriter, and performer Jay Avion.
Yes.
Or you could say, if you're Spanish, you could say Avion.
Avion,
see. Jay is here to promote his new single, Celebrate. What she told me before the show is made the charts in the UK.
Yeah.
We could talk about the number. When you hear the number, that's going to shock you too. Also, Jay was on my show a year ago or more, and he was in a band at that time called Sumo 7, and he was also in Soulicious.
Soulicious.
Yep. I got to get that right.
Yeah, Sumo 7 with the wonderful and very talented Jerry O. Parker.
Yay, Jerry. Yeah. Love Jerry.
Yes, we do.
Anyway, so welcome to the Downright Upright Show, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited to have you.
When I
heard you had a single out, I reached out.
I appreciate that.
The long arm of the law. Hey, I just reached right out and grabbed you. Yeah, I said, come on. So, as you know, the custom on my show is I like to ask my guests how it all began for them.
Sure.
Kind of like a background story, you know. Mm-hmm. So, Jay, can you tell the listeners where you were born, raised, educated, and share some interesting highlights from your early years with the audience?
Absolutely. I was born and raised in Minneapolis, Minnesota, South Minneapolis, what is now known as George Floyd Square. I used to go to that store the previous. It was called Wilhelm Pharmacy all the time, you know, back in the day when your mom could write a note for cigarettes and you'd go as a, you know, 8-9 year old and get cigarettes for your parent. Grew up there. I went to Roosevelt Senior High School in South Minneapolis. Go Teddies, all my Teddy people. Yeah, let's go.
All right.
And let's see, I grew up in the church, Oakland Avenue United Methodist Church. That's where I started singing. And
I was in the choir.
Yes, I was in the choir.
Did you do a lot of solos?
You know what? In that choir, we didn't do a lot of solos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was a pretty shy singer back then.
There's no I in team, right?
Amen. Yes. And I needed all that nurturing time to be able to get to where I am now. So I did choir and different plays, performances at Roosevelt High School. And then after that, I was a backup dancer for a few artists. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could hoof it.
Oh, I could hoof it. Yeah. My senior year, well, my junior and senior year, I did like so many talent shows in school. Everything that was going on, I wanted to be in it. And I had a dance group that later turned into a boy band. And we recorded our first song called Oh Love. And yeah.
You had a CD out?
Not a CD. We had a single. We were trying to get a deal. We had a management deal. We were trying to get a record deal. It didn't materialize, but, you know, it was still good to be in the studio with a Prince protege. His name is Brown Mark, and he was in a band called Maserati that was pretty famous around here. Mm. Yeah, so it was fun.
Yeah. So now, just to let my listeners know.
Sure.
I may be repeating some of the questions I asked you the prior show that you appeared on. But at that time, the show was only a podcast, which meant that you could only stream the show. It wasn't on the radio.
Right.
So now I have a whole new slew of...
You're doing big things now. Yes, big things. Come on. You got to give it up for you.
Thank you, man. Yes. I'll tell you something. The day that the owner called me into the office and told me that I have this gig, man, I'm going to be on the radio.
That's amazing.
I almost fell off the chair. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
Crazy. And I want to thank you all out there for listening.
Absolutely.
You're amazing, all of you.
And you deserve it.
You're great
at what you do.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Yes.
That's amazing. And you're good at what you do.
I'm trying.
That's why we're here. You know, we're here to, you know, spread the love.
Absolutely.
You know? So, but on that show, it was only a podcast. And now that the show is a radio broadcast, I want my radio listeners to learn about you as well. Can you recall the first time you realized you had a great voice and the first time you remember appearing in front of an audience? Do you remember that incident?
I remember the first time that I felt like someone else thought I had a good voice. I was singing in the basement of my home.
And with the acoustics.
Absolutely. And I was singing, and my mom was on the phone with my uncle, and she called me upstairs, and she made me sing for him. So that made me feel good.
How old were you?
I was probably about 6, 7 years
old.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I still, wow. At that time, I didn't really believe in myself because I just didn't know, you know. Mm-hmm. I just loved to sing. I loved music. And the first time I performed in front of an audience singing, probably solo, I was probably in high school.
It was solo the first time?
Well, probably a duet.
Okay.
I mean, I did choirs, you know, all the time from church to junior high to high school. So I'd been in front of audiences then, but I mean, just like singing by myself or with a duet, it was in high school.
Do you remember the song, what it was?
Go back that far. Probably, I remember one. I'm not sure if this is the exact first one, but Lisa, Cult Jam.
No.
What's the name of the song?
Head to Toe?
Not Head to Toe.
Lost in Emotion?
With Full Force.
Yeah.
The ballad.
I can't remember it.
And neither can I.
Well, my audience is probably screaming.
Wait, maybe somebody.
Let's see.
I don't know who. Okay, nobody's saying anything.
Yeah. Well, after the break, we'll find out what it is. We'll Google it.
Yeah.
But I remember Lost in Emotion.
Oh yeah, heck yeah.
And then she did Head to Toe.
Head to Toe.
I think I love you from head to toe.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm not the singer.
Hey,
I'm just trying to impress you.
Listen, you have a voice, so use it.
Sweet, thank you. Yeah. It's a good karaoke voice, I guess.
Come on, maybe we should do karaoke sometime together.
I'm game.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Let's put that on the calendar.
Let's do it.
All right.
I know a couple of good places. Too.
I do too. Yeah. And you still live where you live, right?
Where I live.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know a place. Yeah. I know a karaoke host that's not far from you.
Okay.
So we will go there.
All right now.
Yes.
I remember going to Chicago. What was it called? That it was a chain restaurant.
Old Chicago.
Old Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Uptown? Was that the one you would
go
to? Yes. Yes. They had good karaoke.
Yeah.
Actually, funny story.
Uh-huh.
I think that might have been one of the first times I met Jerry. It was at karaoke at Old Chicago.
Oh my God.
Hi, Jerry. And of course, he blew the roof down.
Oh, God. I've heard him sing.
Man can blow.
The two of you.
I love working with him. He inspires me to be better. So.
Yeah, well, both of you sound great together.
Well, thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you.
So, as an R&B singer,
mm-hmm.
okay, you must have had some musical influences that you stole a lick or two from. Can you enumerate some of them for us? I think you had mentioned once before one of them was Luther, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can't be a soul R&B singer without having some influence by Luther. I would say, too, like Donnie Hathaway.
Oh, my God.
Stevie Wonder.
Where is love?
You said you'd give it to me.
Oh, I love that song.
Him and Roberta Flack together were magic. Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Luther, Johnny Gill, Lionel Richie. I could go on.
Yeah. Boys to Men.
Yeah.
I remember Boys to Men.
Yes.
They were incredible.
I just saw them last year at the State Fair.
Yes.
With Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Yes. She was.
Where the heck was I?
She was the opening act. Yeah. She was incredible.
So, can you tell us who some of the singers that were not in your genre were that were influencing you? Because I know that you like to sing. Because, full disclosure, we're friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've heard you sing in other genres, and you're amazing as well. You could probably even do country. Because if Beyonce could do country, I think you could do it too.
I have a song that I have written that I'm waiting for this one particular singer to sing, and it is a country ballad.
Uh-huh. What do you think about Beyonce doing country?
I think it's absolutely amazing.
She can sing the phone book.
You know, I think every artist should be able to go outside whatever they've been boxed into, because as an artist, you're expressing yourself. And if you've been influenced by something, you know, take that influence and run with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Nobody should be restricted to one thing.
Yeah, but I'm older than you. So when I grew up, I found a couple of groups that I was entranced with.
Mm-hmm.
The Supremes.
Mm, yeah.
And now, as a gay boy, I can tell you I had a cousin. He had to be Diana Ross.
Oh, wow.
So I had to be the backup singers.
Oh, okay.
You know, the baby uh-huh. in the background, you know. But love Diana Ross, hey, and the Supremes.
Do you guys have any video footage of any of that?
Oh, my God. This is the 60s.
That's okay. I would say, you know, one of the biggest influences for me, one of the groups that I really liked listened to on the radio a lot, uh-huh. was the Carpenters.
Now, that's a pop group that
I loved.
What a voice.
Yes.
And I think I spoke about this on one of my shows about her, because she was going through a lot. You know, mm-hmm. she ended up dying of anorexia because yeah. she didn't like her image. She yeah. would look in the mirror and she would see something that wasn't there.
Right.
I think the pain mm-hmm. came out in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple of songs like Rainy Days and Mondays
yeah.
or Superstar,
right.
which Luther did a remake.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Where she's singing and it sounds like she's in so much pain.
Mm-hmm.
She brings that out in the songs. Yep. And there's very few people that could do that.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of their music was very simple, but sometimes simplicity is a key, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just beautiful arrangements, you know, yeah. and her voice.
Like when she would go low, she yeah. had one of the most beautiful low altos, mm-hmm. Register
yeah.
that I've ever heard. Yeah.
And then another one is Guns N' Roses.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's rock and roll.
It is rock.
Yeah. What was that song?
That was my time, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You were 80s. Were you a child of the 90s?
The a 80s? Little bit before that.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, now, I grew up in the 70s into the 80s.
Okay.
So I was a dance person.
Okay.
When I came out, I used to go to the bars, the gay bars, and everything was house. Or disco.
Okay.
Well, before that was disco, yep. then it became house.
Okay.
So but songs like, I don't know, you know, what was her name? Donna Summer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean.
One of the greatest of all time.
It was going to be Miss Donna Summer's yeah. voice, you know. And I remember listening to, you know, Fascinated. I'm fascinated mm-hmm. by your love,
yep,
boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that. Uh-huh. All those dance tunes.
Yeah.
Dancing on the dance floor and just exhilarated, just feeling
nice.
The love, you know, and it was great.
See, and I had CNC Music Factory. And
oh, my God. Wasn't Martha Wash in that
group?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she was, but they did her dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They only used her voice and didn't use her in the videos.
I don't know if you know this about Martha, but she was originally one of the Two Tons of Fun.
Yep.
She backed
That's
up Sylvester.
Man. Oh, wow.
Was one of the first out gay singers
right.
ever, and he ended up, unfortunately, dying of AIDS
oh,
in the
wow.
80s.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I didn't. I just know that song, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real.
You Make Me Feel
uh-huh.
Mighty Real.
Yeah, I don't want to sing that high.
Yeah, right I now. Can't sing that. I'm
you make me feel.
Yeah, that one. Like that. Yeah, yeah. Good falsetto.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Okay, so now we're going to move on to your other bands.
Yes.
So you were in a band called Solacious,
yep.
Solacious mm-hmm. and Sumo 7.
Yep.
And how long were you in those two bands?
Solacious was probably about maybe 6 years.
Well, oh, that well, long?
Yeah,
really?
It lasted that long.
And you had a CD out with them.
We had a couple. We had a physical CD, and then we had an EP, which was just electronic, digital.
Yeah.
The first album, oh God, what was it called?
I That's
can't
right.
remember. But anyways, it featured some really cool songs. We did, you know, a lot of original stuff, but we found it very difficult to play out in venues just doing original music. So we incorporated cover songs into
sure.
our stuff to play
right.
out. But we had some incredible chemistry and wrote some great music together. And then the EP that we did, we had a couple of really good songs on that, and we were becoming popular, but, you know, sometimes the bands just have to break up for whatever reason.
That's something about some of these, because I was, you know, full disclosure, I was a singer, contrary to popular belief.
Hey,
I tried. You know, I was in a band. I was the lead singer. I did some showcases in Manhattan.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did. But as I said in one of my shows, they kind of didn't like me because I was very gay at the time.
Yeah.
I had long, long hair, and it was very skinny, and I would just sachet and jante.
Oh, we need to see videos of this stuff.
I have it somewhere, but I'm embarrassed.
Don't be. You are you.
And the management was like, you know, Philip, you got to butch it up a little. And I was me. I was being authentic.
Unapologetically you. Be you.
You got to be you, man. You know,
just be you.
Just be yourself. Yeah. Goodness. But now we live in a different society. Hopefully it'll stay this way.
So
but
grow your hair back long, get a band, and come on back
out. 64-year-old. My birthday's next week. I'll be 64.
Listen. It doesn't matter how old you are.
No, it doesn't.
And I'm living proof of that right now because I'm a man of a certain age, and you know, if I listen to everybody that said, hey, you're too old for this, or you can't do this, or you don't sound this way or that way, then I would, you know, I wouldn't be here today.
I literally saw, I think it was last year, Little Anthony performing. He was with the Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
He still has it.
Yeah.
In his 80s.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I guess there's hope for me.
Absolutely. Throw on that wig, you know, get out there and do what you do, man.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after Solacious, was there a little period or you went right into?
I was into another band called Ghetto Superstars, actually.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was a cover band of all like 90s and 2000s hip hop and R&B. So we did everything from Mary J. Blige to Usher, Michael Jackson, to Biggie, Tupac, you know, Snoop Dogg, all of that stuff. And that was really fun.
And then when did Sumo 7 come? That was way after that?
Not much time after we broke up. I think Ghetto Superstars was together maybe about 5 years. And then Sumo 7 came, I want to say maybe, Sumo 7 was a band a long time before I became a part of it.
Oh,
Jerry,
I see.
And there was a female singer. I don't remember her name. But we worked with them in Solacious. They played with us at Bunkers maybe a couple of times. So they'd been around for a long time.
Wow. But see, the good thing about these bands is they all recognize who's talented. And they pull from those bands.
Because,
you know, sometimes they don't stay together.
Right,
know?
Right, yeah.
That's happened so often in the past with other bands.
Members are interchangeable.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
And did you release anything with Sumo 7?
We did not. We did a lot of covers is actually what we did. So, you know, we were more kind of funk, very horn-driven. We had a three-piece horn section. The band was created by Jerry and Jeremy Dureski. So, and Jeremy is a trumpet player.
Nice. Well, I have a surprise.
Uh-oh.
When we come back from the break,
okay.
I'm going to break a little early because we're here to promote Celebrate.
Okay.
So we're going to go out with Celebrate.
Hey.
And we're going to come back with Celebrate.
Okay, let's celebrate.
My name is Philip Anthony. This is the Downright Upright Show here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Awesome. Hey.
The weekend's here. Our work is done. Take a moment. Have some fun. All your cares and worries behind. Oh, yeah. We're gonna
celebrate tonight.
Celebrate
tonight. Hey,
celebrate tonight. Celebrate the life we're living. Celebrate tonight. Celebrate tonight.
Hey,
celebrate tonight. Celebrate the love we're given.
Stepping out.
All right. Tell me that is not the bomb, that song.
Thank you.
I'm telling you. Welcome back to the Downright Upright Show. This is Philip Anthony, and I have my guest, Jay Avion. Or Avion, if Avion, you are
yes.
Spanish.
Yes.
He is a singer-performer and songwriter.
Absolutely, yep.
And wrote this wonderful song.
Thank you.
Called Celebrate that you just heard. And we're going to keep playing it. So everybody out there gets online and purchases the song yes. on Apple Music or where
Spotify,
else?
Spotify, Google Play, oh. wherever streaming is possible, all right, digital platforms. Yeah.
What's that other one? Pandora?
Pandora.
Are you on there? Pandora?
Yep, on Pandora.
Oh, wow.
Amazon, wherever.
Look
yeah.
at that.
You just type it
so
in.
So now I'm going to talk about the song.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it just came to you, the lyric, or you just were in a party mood, or, you know, what precipitated the song?
I'm always in a party mood. okay, so I work with a producer named Ben Obi, and he had this track. He's like, you know, kind of sat me down and said, listen, you're a man of a certain age now. We need to go after this audience. So here's this track.
Right.
You know, do your magic with it. So I took it home, and I listened and listened and listened, and it made me feel like summertime, backyard barbecue, family reunion, hanging out with your friends, your family, the people that you love. And what better way to do that than to celebrate? So I just started writing the song and brought it back to the studio. I sang the hook for him, and he was like, okay, we can work with this. So
that is yeah. so catchy.
Thank
and
you.
All the songs that have that word, for some reason, celebrate in it, like celebrate
hey.
Good times. Come on. That one,
yes.
Cool in the
cool
Gang.
Cool in the Gang.
Then there was, I just want to celebrate.
Yes.
And then the Three Dog Night had celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate. Dance yep. to the music. I'm a terrible singer.
So
sorry.
We're going to put this out there
and
in
this
the
is
universe.
The new one. This
we're
is the
put
new
that out there in the universe.
Jam.
Right.
This
right.
is a new Celebrate
this will
jam.
This be a new Celebrate for the whole world.
When
right?
you get married, play it
yes,
at your wedding.
Yes, yes.
You're having a party.
Play it at your family reunions, your backyard barbecues.
At my birthday party.
At your birthday party. whenever you're
week.
Going out with your friends in the car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell the audience, because I just heard this. You told me this
oh,
before
yes,
the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's on the charts.
In the UK,
in
absolutely.
In the UK.
Yep.
Everybody, he's on the charts in
yeah.
the UK. It's first, number two, right?
The first week it dropped, it came out on the UK Soul Breakers chart at number two, and then Amazon UK Soul charts at number four. So I was shocked, flabbergasted.
You must have been in tears.
I ran around the house screaming, jumping, and, you know, praising God, first of all.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Because you got to praise God for the talent you have.
Well, not only that.
I mean,
but just,
you didn't make this talent. This is you.
Well, yeah.
You
he
were created,
created
with
yeah.
this talent.
And he and, has given me opportunities with it. So,
yes.
yeah. So
absolutely. Yeah, and the fact that we met
absolutely.
Many years ago, and the fact I have the show now,
yep.
and I'm able to bring the song to the United
absolutely.
States, and to
absolutely,
Minnesota.
Yeah, all of that is designed by him. So all praise and glory to God first
yes,
and foremost.
Absolutely,
yeah.
use
me as his vessel.
And if you're having a party, play this is a perfect song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking maybe we should, like, have people invent a dance for it.
Well, we do have a dance for it, actually.
Get out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, step to the name of love.
Not necessarily. Well, it's kind of like that.
Step
yeah.
in the name of
step
love.
Step in the name of
yeah,
love, yeah.
Because it reminds me of that
yeah,
song.
My friend Simone Thompson, she's a choreographer. So she and I came up with this little step together. And then we had my friend Crystal Eaton. Butcher her last name. We went to high school together, and the three of us did it at my CD release party or my single release party.
Are you going to have a video for the song?
You
to
know,
show how to dance, do the dance?
I think, well, I asked Simone to do that. I'm going to throw her under the bus right now. I haven't received that video yet, but we should do that.
Oh
yes.
My God, that
we have to
so
do that.
Much fun. Because
yeah.
that I remember back in the day when Step in the Name of Love
yeah,
came out, there was
yeah,
a dance
yep,
for that.
Yep, yep. They actually, there's places
it's
you can go.
Bigger than the Macarena.
There's places you can go and do stepping lessons. And I'll have to show you this video. My stepmother does line dancing. They live in a retirement community in South Carolina. Man, she had her whole class. They're all like 60 to 80 something year old people dancing to my song. It was.
Are you totally kidding me?
No, it was. It,
OMG.
Those are the things that bring tears to my eyes.
Yes. Jay.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
It is.
Seeing people dancing to a song that you are singing and
wrote
yourself.
Well, even, I mean, like, watching you know the lyrics and singing it. Like, my friend Crystal sent me a video. She's a daycare provider.
Uh-huh.
This little kid was singing the song. It just melted my heart.
I got news for you. Mm-hmm. I have a few friends singing your song.
Because
I sent them the link. Because I said I'm going to have Jay Avion on my show, and he has a single out that's charting. Yeah. I didn't know where it was charting.
Yeah, in the UK.
Maybe it's charting in other countries in Europe. You
Grenada,
don't even know.
It charted.
Did it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what number,
but
it's
going to spread.
Yeah.
Because it's doing very well.
Thank you. We're getting offers of people that want to put it on vinyl over in the UK, which is crazy. Yeah.
What?
They collect vinyl. And they collect soul artists over there. They do these
weekenders
that they call, and they get together and they play vinyl. So, you know, people are coming to me with different offers.
I am so proud of you.
I really am.
I mean, oh my gosh. I knew you were going to make it. I knew it. I said, the first time I heard you sing, I said, okay, this guy can really blow, as we used to say.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think they say that anymore.
Well.
You have to be clean on this show.
We got to watch ourselves.
Now, you wrote just the lyric, right? Is that correct?
Yep, just the lyric.
On Celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And would you like
Ben
to... Would you like to talk about how wonderful a songwriter he is?
Oh, he's amazing. That man is genius. He's worked with Alexander O'Neill.
I can see that.
Another artist. He's got this label called Savannah Street Music. And so there's another artist named Krishana who's on it. And her and I have charted together. We released our songs on the same day. We both charted on the same charts. She went to number one, which is absolutely fantastic. We're talking about doing a duet together, actually. You're the first one to hear that news. So, for everybody that's out there listening, her name is Krishana with a K, K-R-I-S-H-A-W-N-A. And she's got a new single called I Told Ya.
Is she an R&B singer as well?
But she also does, like, inspirational stuff, too. But very talented, very talented.
Oh,
so we're excited about that. And then...
Is I Told You on the charts now?
It was number one in the UK.
Oh, in the UK.
On the UK Amazon Soul Charts. Yep. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
And then my ex-bandmate, Candy Matthews from Solacious, her and I have a duet together. That's going to be the next single, and it's called Sunshine.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Because I know this is your jam.
Making
good records.
Yes.
You know?
And that's all I want to do.
How many songs are going to be on the EP? Do you know yet?
Are
you planning on doing five?
Six? We've done 10 songs already.
Uh-huh.
But because of kind of where everything is heading, I actually, when I leave here, I'm going over to the studio to talk with Ben about, you know, possibly doing a few more songs. So, yeah, and then looking over these licensing agreements and stuff for the vinyl.
Keep your eyes out for this EP. It's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
But I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to come soon.
It's going to kick butt.
Thank you.
I can tell you right now.
Put that into the universe.
Praise God.
And
I have to say this, and I'm not blowing smoke. When I heard Celebrate, because, you know, everybody says, I have a record coming out.
Right.
Okay, whatever, you know. And I had put it on I played it on YouTube.
Okay.
Because the stream is on YouTube.
Yep.
And I literally was just like, oh, my God, I love the groove. The words are catchy.
Thank you.
Now, speaking of the lyric,
yes.
I want to talk about a lyric that I love
in
this song. I don't know. I want you to talk about how it came about.
Sure.
So there's a bridge in the song
mm-hmm.
that we haven't heard yet.
Okay.
Hopefully, maybe Brett will find it in the midst. It connects the chorus into the...
I already know where you're going.
You're reading my mind?
I know.
Okay. Well, it says, quote, ladies looking sexy.
Yep.
Fellas looking fly.
Uh-huh.
DJ spinning my song.
Yep.
Spin it one more time.
Absolutely.
So when I heard that, it reminded me of songs, party songs from my youth.
Sure.
From my, growing up, my teen years, my early 20s.
Yeah.
So how, songs to party to.
Yes.
How did that inspiration, where did you get the inspiration for that line? I love that line.
Just, you know, when I was writing the song, I just envisioned, you know, being in a club atmosphere and all the ladies, you know, get dressed up, look their best.
Oh, they
and
do.
And then the fellas come out and they're looking their best too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
DJ's playing my song and we're like, everybody's having fun to it. So spin it one more time. Let's go. Let's.
Yeah. Now, the follow-up to that question, because now you told me that the DJs are spinning my song.
Yes.
Have you heard the DJs spinning your song yet?
Actually, I have. I got to give shout-outs to DJ Ones. He DJs at a place called The Breakfast Club in Uptown Minneapolis. And he DJs all over, DJs for the Timberwolves and Union Rooftop. He has been a phenomenal supporter and has played my music. He's going to kill me because I can't remember his name off the top, but he was the first one to spin my song at the Big Brunch downtown.
Yeah, we're getting old, you know.
We are. The names just don't come that fast.
Too.
But then...
I forgot the song from, you know, head to toe. What are they?
Lisa. And then
I hear it in my head. I can't think of the title.
It's actually the other day I got a message from a DJ in Amsterdam, and he's like, "I'm going to play your song today. It's going to come
a radio
on,
DJ?
A radio DJ." Yeah, and then I can't forget DJ Spaceship down in Tampa, Florida. On the radio, he played my song. So
DJ Spaceship.
Yes, DJ Spaceship.
Keep playing that song. Yeah,
please keep playing that song.
Keep playing that
Everybody
song.
Play it. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Do you have any Twin Cities DJs playing it?
Not on the radio yet. Actually, let me stop lying. DJ Wow for Frogtown Radio over in St. Paul.
Well, guess what? AM 950 played it.
Hey, come on. Yes. Yes, DJ Wow,
right,
shout
Brett,
out to
what
you.
Brett is my producer, so okay. I'm going to bring him in because I saw him when the song was on. He was looking like he was getting into it, too.
Come on.
That's
come
a
on
good song.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right, Brett? Tell me that song. Is
very catchy, as you said. Yeah, it's kind of perfect for like a barbecue, you know, event you're having with family or friends. Yep. Absolutely. Just kind of good chill out music to have.
See, now you've got the producer saying the same thing. So AM 950 is it's going to keep playing your song.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much.
Well, we don't have it's not a radio station in the typical, you know, idea of that, where we don't play songs. But we do have, like, spots where I play
absolutely.
The song, like I did on this show.
Yeah.
So, but we will promote the song as long as we can on this show.
All right. Jumping back, since we're old, All Cried Out.
I'm all cried out.
Yes. I could not remember
over
that for
you.
The life of me.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't have to go Google it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It'll come, people. You know, we old up in here, so.
Oh, please.
Hey, Thomas.
Don't even remind me. My birthday's coming up. We're going to be. I don't even want to tell my audience how old I am. They see the camera.
You said it, though.
I did.
You did.
Oh, I must
have said 49, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you. It was 49.
So, happy birthday.
I'm perpetual 49. It's crazy that when you look at the years, how they pass.
How they fly.
They fly right by.
Yeah. But you know what? You're still here. We're still having fun.
Thank God.
And that's what it's all about. Use every day, you know, to inspire, to be inspired, to learn, to
teach.
I'm
trying to do the good work, Jay.
Yeah, you are doing the good work.
I have issues that are really important to the LGBTQ community,
absolutely.
To the African-American community,
yes.
to the immigrant community.
Yes.
You know, we're all being demonized.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm here to say that's not going to happen.
Yes.
As long as I'm alive, I'm going to try to do a show. Because we're all Americans.
Absolutely.
You know, we are all part of the fabric of this country.
So can I segue into that something?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, so the song that I've written, I'm waiting for the incomparable Gwen Matthews to sing. She's a Minnesota Hall of Famer singer, and the song is called Rise. And I'll just say the lyric from the beginning, but Lady Liberty, I see the tears in your eyes. What must we do to restore your pride? I know the struggles you've endured over time to give your children a better way of life. But all we stand for will soon fade away if we don't realize. We don't realize. It's time for a change. Yeah.
Yeah. God. I just got to
And that's the one that is very kind of country.
Oh.
And she is a phenomenal vocalist. And I just, I can't wait to hear what she will do with this song.
Well, good luck with that one, too. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. So I'm not sure if this EP with Celebrate is going to be released soon, mm-hmm. but the audience would have to keep going to your website, right? What's your website again?
Well, I'm on social media. So you can follow me on X. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, all on J Avion Music, J-A-Y-A-V as in Victor, I-O-N Music, M-U-S-I-C, on all of those platforms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been able to perform the song live yet?
I have not yet, but I am waiting, and I am
I am
ecstatic.
Well, sing a line for it, for the audience right now.
The weekend's here. Our work is done. Take a moment. Have some fun. Leave all your cares and worries behind. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so.
Celebrate tonight. Celebrate tonight.
Come on. Hey.
Celebrate tonight. Celebrate the life we're living. See, I know the song already.
See,
and I,
okay. So
I've only heard about 12 times.
I'm bringing you on stage with me.
No.
Yes. Come on.
No. Karaoke. I'm good at karaoke.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. All right.
I don't want to ruin your song.
Hey, we try, people. We tried.
Maybe one day I'll do it.
Okay.
You got to give me a few drinks and maybe I'll do it.
Okay. What's your drink?
I like it, a lot of things. Okay. Rum and Coke is my favorite.
All right.
Rum and diet, I should say.
Okay.
Rum and...
Like a regular rum, or you like dark rum?
Dark.
Okay.
Captain Morgan's
okay,
good.
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I like it all.
You like it with a lime?
Yeah.
A Cuba Libre?
Cuba Libre. Mm-hmm, sí. Sí, claro que sí.
Claro.
Ay, mi madre.
¿Tú hablas español?
Sí. ¿Y tú?
Un poquito, sí.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Y para la gente que habla español, esa canción... Es número dos in Inglaterra.
Sí, sí.
Right? Did you hear what I said?
Yes, it's number two in England. No, yeah. No. Are you?
No, I'm Italian.
Okay.
I took it in college.
Okay.
And I lived in New York. So if you live in New York and you don't speak Spanish, you're ostracized.
It's almost like Miami then.
Yes, kind of, yeah. So before we take the we go into the shift. Mm-hmm. Now you know the shift is when we talk about current events.
Okay, sure.
After the break.
Okay.
But before we do that, do you have any plans to write any more songs about social justice?
Well, I have written a song along with Gwen Matthews and Clarence Skip Scarborough, who is unfortunately has passed away.
Oh, but sorry to hear that.
He was famous for producing A Lovely Day, Bill Withers. And
Lovely Day.
Mm-hmm. Lovely Day, A Lovely Day, A Lovely Day. That long note, right? And then...
I thought he needed oxygen after
he
yelled that note.
And Anita Baker is giving you the best that I got. And so 20 years ago...
Anita Baker, that's the blast for the... I loved her.
She won a Grammy Award with that song.
Loved her.
But... we came up with this tune about orphan children in Africa 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so back then it was on CD, and our plan is to re-release it on World AIDS Day, 12/1/2024. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to do something with some footage behind it, and just as a way to bring about awareness, you know, for the cause. Because there's still children over there that
there's
are
a lot
being
of,
orphaned.
There's a lot of sadness going on in the world right now.
Absolutely.
In Gaza, in Ukraine, in Africa.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could just go on, and it's sad. And we're supposed to be all, you know, love each other. We're supposed to be human beings.
Exactly.
And I don't get this.
And
I really don't. But anyway, we're going to take a short break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to do the shift. We're going to talk about current events.
All right, sounds good.
We're going to go out with your song now.
Hey.
Here we go. Celebrate.
Everybody is having a good time.
Make it last.
Everything will be great tonight. We'll celebrate tonight. Celebrate the love we're giving. Ladies looking sexy. Yeah. Fellas looking fly. DJ spinning my song. Spin it one more time. Ladies looking sexy. Fellas looking fly. DJ spinning my song. Spin it one more time.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Downright Upright Show. This is Philip Anthony. My guest today is the incredible, incomparable Jay Avion.
Thank you.
Or as I said before, if you speak Spanish, it's Jay Avion.
See.
And now we've come to the part of the show I like to call the shift, where I shift the questioning away from your personal journey as a singer, performer, yeah, songwriter, to address some of the current issues that are going on in this wacky world that we live in.
Because you're going to get me in trouble.
No, you're not going to be in trouble. No. You and I,
we think alike.
Yeah. Believe me, I know that. So I'm going to read this, and because I don't want to misquote the reporting of this issue. The city of Minneapolis says it will share a plan regarding George Floyd Square by 2024. Okay. I don't know if you heard this. The three important issues regarding the Twin Cities landmark are, first, whether the city should play any future role in the square's racial justice memorials currently maintained by community volunteers. Mm. Second, who should own the People's Way, a former Speedway gas station, converted to a protest headquarters? And lastly, how the street itself should be redesigned to better enable delivery of basic services to an area that has been intermittently closed to outside traffic. Would you like to address that?
Absolutely. That's a loaded question. I don't believe that the city should be involved in, what they determined to do. I think like local artists should develop a plan to memorialize that area. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you said something about the traffic. Mm-hmm. Maybe a nice roundabout with a nice monument in the middle would be a great idea. But I also
Hear that, Mayor?
Yeah. Ryback, right?
I wonder if he listens to the show. I don't know.
Maybe somebody who knows him listens to the show. There, but I think that would be a great tribute, as well as, any murals or, something there.
We must never forget that day.
No.
It was horrific. It was dehumanizing. I remember seeing it, and I'm going, what?
Yeah.
This is happening in 20, whenever year it was, 2020, I think it was.
Well, in the moment that, we felt like this was a safe city.
Yeah.
Because we are in the Midwest and in the North, and things like that historically have happened in the South and, long time ago, it was a real wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. But you see, all of the groups mm-hmm. that are on the periphery of society, mm-hmm. I call it the periphery mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. You have the centralized society, and then everybody else that's trying to become part of the centralized society. We are, again, being pushed away.
Right.
They're trying anyway.
Yeah.
And this election is going to be really important because
Absolutely.
If you don't go out and vote, things can be – the clock could be turned back, way back.
And
for everyone,
let me just say, voting in the general election is very important, mm-hmm. but also voting at the local and state elections are
equally Absolutely.
As important.
And I'm going to say something controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not controversial. I don't know. Maybe Brett will think it's not controversial because we think alike, Brett.
Okay,
Brett
cool.
and I. But don't vote third party.
No, do not.
Don't do it,
yes.
because this is not the time to do that.
Yeah.
If you want to protest, wait till the next election and protest.
Right.
But right now, we have a choice between.
There's too much on the line.
Yes, we have a choice between an old, kind old man and a dangerous old man. And I think it's a dichotomy. It's just two. You got two choices.
Yep.
You have.
I totally agree.
I don't want anybody to vote third party if you can. Please don't do that. because Donald Trump is not going to be good for Gaza. He's going to be I think they were talking about leveling the place.
Oh, yeah.
From what I heard. Yeah. So if you're going to spite yourself by voting third party, I would suggest you don't do that.
Well, and it's not only just in, Palestine, but here as
well. Ukraine. He wants to give it to Putin.
Here,
you know?
Everywhere.
Scary,
yeah.
You know. Anyway, so now we're going to talk about, because this is an LGBT-friendly show,
mm-hmm.
As you know, we're in a block of four shows that promote our community.
Okay.
And I know you're an ally.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Why you're here.
That's
and,
why I'm here.
You know, yes. And I'm an ally of everybody
yes.
on the periphery
we
of society.
Human, humankind.
We're human beings.
Yep.
Transgender Day of Visibility has always been on March 31st.
Okay.
Always. For 11 years, I think it's been
okay.
now. But if you were to listen to the Republicans, you would think President Biden declared Transgender Day of Visibility to be purposely held on Easter Sunday because it actually fell on Easter Sunday this year. But he transposed the idea of trans visibility as being usurping Easter. Does that make sense? Like
sure.
trying
mm-hmm.
to overshadow it, but he's not.
Right.
It was always that day.
Yeah.
What do you make of the gaslighting going on here?
I think it's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
I think and there's room for everyone to be celebrated, you know.
Celebrate tonight.
Yeah, yeah, there's room
celebrate
for all
the life you're
and
living.
And we should all be celebrated because we all make contributions to this world, you
uh-huh.
know. And so stop with the nonsense.
Please.
Easter's always going to be Easter, and if you're a Christian and that's what you believe in, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
If, you know, celebrate. Just celebrate everybody. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
we
yeah,
all
yeah.
breathe, eat, sleep, you know.
Yeah. But it's scary to me that because I remember reading stories about fascist governments in the past, how they took the humanity away from groups.
Right.
So that people would look – because, you know who has been using the term vermin
yes.
to talk about people that don't fit into his little,
world.
Box.
Yeah.
And that's frightening to me
because mm-hmm.
when you that's use those scary. Words, what do you do with vermin, Jay? What do you do when you have vermin in your home? What do you do to them?
Do extinguish them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You killed them.
Yeah.
Let's just put it on the line here.
Yeah.
So, and we're all human beings, and
right.
we all deserve our respect.
Right.
And we're part of a fabric of this country.
Yeah.
That's it's simple as that.
Yeah.
We don't want to be better than anybody.
But,
you know?
Embedded in that same fabric has always been hatred for certain people.
Yeah.
You know, and so there is something in the DNA of our country that allows that to happen. And I think he's just stoking and fanning the flames of that.
Yeah, because, I always say on my show, America is not a white sheet.
Mm-hmm.
It is a quilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a
absolutely.
Quilt being different,
different
patches of different of colors and
from its inception. Everything.
Yeah. Anyway, final question before we end the show. This is something that I created this question for you specifically. Normally, I like to end my show on a positive note, but we must talk about Project 2025. And I don't know if you heard about this. It's the other side's version of what America should look like.
Oh, okay.
It's the ex-president's pursuit to bring non-Christians, blacks, Latinos, and the LGBT community, among others, down a peg. So you will be under them again.
Of course.
You know, because that's what they want.
Right.
So they want to make us lesser Americans, okay? Here are a list of the things they are planning to do. I'm going to do it really fast, and I want a really quick response from you. I know what you're going to say. Reinstating the transgender military ban, limiting LGBT workplace discrimination protections, rescind the health care provisions for trans people, urge Congress to define gender as only male and female, urging government officials to only recognize marriages between a man and a woman and declaring a man and a woman as the ideal natural family, which I'm married to a man, so that would be extinguishing me. Delete DEI, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, from every piece of legislation, and remove DEI offices from federal agencies, curtail the teaching of race and racism, and urge Congress to ban federal funds for CRT. We have 41 seconds.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no.
Hell to the no on, well, on all of that.
Yeah, hell to the no. I just had to, wanted to say that because I just wanted to bring that up there. So you must vote.
Yes.
We're going to go out with Celebrate.
All right.
Love you all.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anytime. You're the best.
Thank you.
And we're going to celebrate tonight.
Yes. With all my friends. Celebrate tonight. What's up, Rob? Hey, Angela. Celebrate tonight.
Love you all. Celebrate.
Saeed. Valerie. Mama Jones. Hey.